Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Sakshi Puri. I'm from Hidalgo County Health and Human Services, which is located at the very tip of the Texas-Mexico border. So really, we're in the region called the Rio Grande Valley, and maybe some of you remember in 2014 there was this major influx. It was all over the news of a lot of undocumented individuals who were coming from Central American countries into the United States. So the Rio Grande Valley region actually received a majority of that population. So I'm going to be discussing the local public health department perspective and response of that. So just a quick look at our health department and our county. So we have a population of 842,000 people, and that little thing, the pink thing, is our health department. And to give you just a little bit of perspective of how far south we are, I like to explain to people that if you think of San Antonio, Texas, we're 4 hours drive south. And yes, there is United States 4 hours south from there. So if you look at just our census, we are 842,000 people, but really when we account for our undocumented population that is in our communities permanently, we're really looking about 1 million to 1.1 million people. We have a very active binational transit going on in our community. We have 6 international ports of entry encompassing 5 bridges and a ferry. So, for instance, in 2015, we had 1.5 million pedestrian border crossings in McAllen, Texas alone, and 7 million vehicular crossings, and 3.3 million pedestrian crossings from 2015 to 2017 in Hidalgo County. So our county residents and individuals who live there are definitely not strangers to people moving across borders, right? But 2014 was different for us, mostly because in 2014, the people who were apprehended on the border, really we're looking at the family units here, we had a 500% increase. So generally when we're talking about sort of the southwest border family unit apprehensions, the Rio Grande sector is really, we have a lot higher percentage of people who are apprehended. So if you actually look at all the other sectors, like the Big Bend sector and the Del Rio sector, we in 2013 we had 7,265 family units apprehended, and in 2014 we had 52,326 family units apprehended, and this is just the family units. If you look at the entire southwest border for a population that's labeled as basically other than Mexicans, which what they mean by that is the country of origin is not Mexico for that population that's apprehended. The entire southwest border for 2014, and this is just fiscal year through September 30th, was 252,000. The Rio Grande Valley comprised of 192,000 people. So if you think about our entire population of 842,000 people, there was a lot of activity going on. And to be honest, we were pretty unprepared for everything that was happening. So McAllen was the main entry point of people coming in, and we basically had most of the influx happen from May through September. And it really sort of started happening where we started getting calls from our Border Patrol sector who will have the capacity to detain 250 people at one time, and were calling and saying, we have problems with public health issues possibly because there are 1,500 people coming in and it's an endless wave of people and we don't even know where to house them. So we actually had post-detainment issues with shelters. Our community actually came together very, very fast, and faith-based organizations and other volunteer groups and the city of McAllen came in and came up with a shelter response and a community response, and we came in with a public health action following that response. So what we essentially did was there was a shelter set up by City of McAllen and the faith-based organization groups and volunteer groups where people would come in, they would shower, there were food provided, there were, just clothes provided for people because, again, this were family units, these were women and children. And what we essentially did was we coordinated a medical volunteer response. And the word here is really volunteer. We basically set up a mobile health unit at the center, and we had doctors coming in at a completely volunteer basis just to do a quick health screening. There were no labs done or anything. And what we did was we tried to collect information on demographics, symptoms, and treatments just to see if any infectious etiology was present. The outcomes of that, we had a sample size of, unfortunately, only 309 people. We were looking at the most common symptom being cough, and that was usually because of debris issues, because of the kind of travel people were doing. And the other major problem that people had been talking about was dehydration, and that was especially true with children. The most often seen country of origin was Honduras, followed by El Salvador, and then Guatemala. We did provide treatment to most of the patients seen, 88%. Most of that was really, acetaminophen, ibuprofen, and electrolyte solution. The final destination of these individuals was City of Houston. Well, the ones that we really looked at, City of Houston in Texas, but other common destinations were Florida, Texas, New York, New Jersey, and Alabama. We also were closely monitoring our own infectious diseases reports that were coming in to see if there was an increase in vaccine-preventable diseases or any other diseases, and we did not see an increase. So some of the recommendations, we really looked at a lot. We really found a lot of gaps in terms of transient populations at the border. It's a very different situation because there's not a system set up specifically for that, right? So we have gaps in terms of capacity. So the recommendations would be setting up a multi-jurisdictional border health surveillance system so that we're able to alert, other health departments who could be in the future potentially receiving infectious individuals. And